Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Murder on Amsterdam Avenue, A Gaslight Mystery by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. Chapter 1.
Charles Oakes is dead.
Sarah looked up at her mother in surprise. They were sitting at her kitchen table, and Sarah had spent the last half hour bringing her mother up to date on the arrangements she and her fiancé, Frank Malloy, had decided upon for their wedding and their future life. She hadn't expected to hear about a death.
Is Charles the son? The one who was a few years older than I?
Sadly, yes.
Oh dear, I thought maybe you meant his father.
No, his father is Gerald.
How did he die? Was it an accident?
No, he was taken ill and...
Her mother shrugged. Sometimes people just died and no one knew why. As a nurse, Sarah understood that even better than most.
Was he married? Sarah had lost touch with most of her old friends when she'd eloped with her first husband, a lowly physician, and turned her back on her family's wealth and social position.
Yes, just over a year, I believe. No children, though, which is sad because he was an only child.
It's always sad when a young person dies. Neither of them spoke of Sarah's sister, who had died young, but Sarah could almost feel Maggie's presence in the room. Her mother toyed with her empty coffee cup for a moment, carefully not meeting Sarah's eye.
Mother? What is it?
She sighed.
I have to pay a condolence call on the family. I was hoping you'd go with me.
Sarah actually winced. She'd been afraid of this, not of an old friend dying, but of being drawn back into her mother's world of high society with its strict and meaningless rules and obligations.
I know you haven't seen them in years, her mother hurried on before Sarah could protest. But you and Mr. Malloy are going to have to find your place in society now, and starting with your old friends seems like a natural way to begin.
My old friend, Charles, is dead, Sarah reminded her.
You know what I mean. I know you think my life is silly. Oh, Mother, I don't bother denying it. And you're right. A lot of the things I do aren't very important, but you and Mr. Malloy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?